going to direct you to one of the verses that we read.
The 48th verse.
We read this. He that rejecteth me. That's Jesus Christ. And receiveth not my words, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. We want to speak to you today of the rejection. For there was a great rejection in the time of Jesus' ministry on earth. And this great rejection is still so strong in our day. Jesus Christ had to call out to the people and say, Though you reject me, and don't receive my words, He says, I don't judge you. Something else will judge you. So there's a little mystery in this word. Because Jesus Christ is not the judge. He's the Savior. But the Father is the judge. And the Father will judge. In power. Now what is the judgment? What is the result? Of the judgment is eternal damnation. And what does the Lord mean when he says, he that rejected me and don't receive my words? You see, people, I want to tell you what the situation was at that time. And it's a lot like our time today. Our time today actually has a great resemblance to the time when Jesus was ministering on this earth. Maybe you will recognize it. And you may even recognize it in your own heart. You see, because the people had been coming to him. And they gathered around him over and over and over. And because they heard of who he was, but especially because of his miracles. He was healing the cripple, giving sight to the blind, casting out devils. And people loved to see that. People love to come and watch that. And Jesus Christ, he did so for a reason. He committed miracles in the presence of all the people for a very good reason. Why is that? Why did the Lord Jesus do so many miracles in his ministry? Because he wanted to show them that he was indeed the Son of God. They would not just believe him at his word. They would not take him at his word. He says, I am the Son of God. And you, when you hear this word, do you take him for his word? Do you believe that he is the Son of God? That he is the Messiah? The Savior? The Rescuer? Or do you doubt? Because you can't see him. And you say, I know he says in the Bible that whoever comes to him by faith shall be saved. But I can't take it, his word for it. This is precisely the unbelief that is resting on you
all.
So I'm going to keep trying. And others say, yeah, you can't know if you're
saying.
You can't know. What a lie.
Oh, no.
You must know if you are born again. You must know this. And you must receive the gift of grace in your heart. But I don't know. So I'm just going to keep trying. Do good. And I hope maybe then I can merit salvation. Lord Jesus says this.
Yes, Christ,
all of those things you do. In your church going. In your reasoning. In your wondering. In your confusion. You do one thing. You reject the word of God. It's a rejection to his word. And what is his word? His word is this. In verse 44, he that believeth on me believeth not on me, but him that sent me. He says, I am come a light into the world, and whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And you are abiding in darkness. And your whole soul is dark. Without life. Without Christ. And he says, whoever believeth on me. Do you know what that means? It doesn't mean just believe that Jesus Christ is a Savior, but it means this, whoever believes into me, whoever believes that I am the Savior, that I am the Redeemer, and believes everything he testifies of his own mouth. For people, everything that came from his mouth is the word. He says, my blood cleanseth from all sins. And you won't believe into the word. You won't believe into him. Because if his blood cleanseth from all sins, what do you need to do yet? What are you trying to do? See, they saw his miracles. And he was a special person. And they even debated. This man must be a prophet. This man must be a liar. Or John the Baptist. This man must be sent of God. They even beat their breasts.
It
says, surely this man was righteous. They agreed that he was righteous.
But
he didn't deserve to go on the cross. But they would not take his word. And you sing. Jesus is good. Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is the Son of God. But you won't believe into that word. Your soul rejects
mzimu yanu ni mizima yanu mwaka Yesu
mukana into the truth of it
udimu kuvira chona ni chake Yesu
and you say hallelujah
basumwa kunamisa hallelujah
amen and you say God is good all the time but people I'm trying to tell you something you need to wake up. You say God is good all the time. But you won't believe into that word. You don't believe the truth of God is good all the time. And if you believe that God is good all the time, then why are you still complaining? Why do you still want another wife? Why are you still looking for ways to make money? In sinful ways. Why are you still working under bribery? Why do you beat your wife? Why do you let strange men into your houses? People. This village and this church, is it not a mess? Isn't there so much secrecy and bribery, anger, frustration? How can you say God is good all the time? You only say God is good all the time. So that you hopefully can find some kind of benefit for your life in it. Maybe if I say God is good all the time, this week I will get some extra things. But I'm begging you, in the name of Jesus Christ, that believing that is your rejection. Just believing that God is good for some benefits of this earth is your rejection of the Messiah. For you won't believe into the truth that God is good all the time. And you won't believe into the work and person of Jesus Christ. And that's why he's saying to the mass multitude who have tasted or seen he is good, willing to say, this man surely is righteous. This man is someone special. This Jesus Christ must be a prophet. He must be sent of God. These people were confused. Because he says, and though he had done so many miracles, yet they believed not on him in verse 37. They believed not on him, which means into him. Casting their care upon him. And dying with him. How can you live if you don't die with them? And now he says this. After saying so many things to you and me. Through the word. He says, after that he says, I am a light coming to the world. I shine in darkness. And all of you, he says, are in darkness. And you don't know the way. And you say, how shall we know the way? You've even asked that this morning, how do we know? Jesus Christ says, you're in darkness. And he said, you've seen my miracles. You're still in darkness. You call me Lord. And you're still in darkness. And you say that I am a savior. But you're still in darkness. And you sing good things about me. But you're still in darkness. And you go to church every Sunday. But you're still in darkness. And you read the Bible, but you're still in darkness. Why? Because you believe that all of those things is your salvation. It all adds up to your salvation. And by doing that, you reject Jesus Christ as Savior, not believing into Him. Do you hear this? You're keeping the commandments. You're church going. Your Bible reading. Your decent life. Everything you're adding together. Your gift or tithing in the church. Add it all together. And you think you're a decent person. And that's all going to add up to your salvation. Terrible it is. Because when you go to your grave, and you have a lot of people around you, they will say, this lady was a good person. She was faithful to attending church. She gave tithing. She took care of her children. She helped the orphans. She read her Bible. She was a faithful, virtuous woman. And they will put you in heaven while you reject Jesus Christ. Because all the good things you think you're going to heaven with is exactly the rejection of the Prince of Peace. By believing these things, you reject Christ Jesus, the Son of God. And how long will this village reject the Messiah? Or is it too late? How many of your fathers and your mothers and your ancestors lie in the graveyard? If you say you are born angry, as God go on, and I am not going to be there to see you. Who have been by you put into heaven? But evidence in their life is this: that they have never believed into the Word of God. I've never believed into Jesus Christ. And maybe you say, help me understand, what is it to believe into Jesus Christ? It's this. Jesus Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Do you believe He is the way? If you believe by faith that Jesus Christ is the way, then we look for no other way. You see, if he says, I am the way, why are you looking for a different way to get to heaven? See, we don't want to take him for his word that he is the way. He doesn't say, I am the way, and you, or I am half of the way, and you are the other half of the way. He doesn't say, you keep 5 commandments and I'll keep 5 commandments, then we're both the way. He doesn't say, you do your best to keep the commandments and then I will finish what you couldn't do. People, by believing such lies, you reject the way. For narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. Sinner, how long have you rejected Jesus Christ? 40 years, 50 years, 60 years? 60 years of rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ. And rejecting the Word of God. Not by your mouth, maybe. But by what you're doing. I'm the way and the truth. If he says, I am the truth, you reject Jesus Christ by making him a liar. Because if he is the truth, what does that make me? A liar. But he is the truth for liars. And the truth, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The truth is not that someone told you, hey, you're okay, you're going to go to heaven. If you die today or tomorrow, and all of your family comes around your grave and tells lies about you, you are a good person, this is not the truth. It's a lie. Because Jesus is the only truth. And we don't believe it. That Jesus Christ is the only truth. And we need him as the truth. And if we get brought to the grave, then we may say, this mother was a sinner. This father or this child was a rebel. Sinful. And we have nothing good to say about them. But one thing we know, that Jesus Christ is the truth and the way. And this mother, by faith, believed into the truth. Nothing in me, everything in Christ. You see, we're so full of ourselves. And you're not even willing to be honest to yourself. You're not willing to be honest to your wife. But you come up with lies. More lies. And when someone stops you, you come up with a bribe. And you figure out ways. And Jesus Christ says, you continue to do that. And justify yourself. And as you justify your actions, you reject the Messiah. You reject Jesus Christ. Because you don't believe He is the truth. And if you go to your husband, and you say, where have you been? You suspect something. Very first thing he does is tell you a lie. Why? Because we're liars. Because we don't lie because we're liars. We're liars and that's why we lie. And we don't steal because we're robbers. We rob because we are robbers and that's why we steal. And your whole life is testifying of it. All young boys and girls going into this life, you'll be like father, a rebel. And you're learning how to bribe, the tricks of the trade. We reject Jesus Christ. But I tell you, in the name of Him, who calleth out to you, if you don't receive His words, you have one who judges you. Because if you don't believe into Jesus Christ, but you continue on this life, continue your way, then you will be a judge of yourself. For Jesus Christ will not come to judge you in such a way that he will say, what have you done wrong and what have you done good? How many things have you done bad? And where's, show me the good things you did. Were you a decent mother? Were you a good father? Let's talk about it. This is not God's judgment. He's not going to reckon with you based on your ability or your actions here below. But you know what the judgment is going to be. Do you know what the judgment is going to be? That you did not believe the gospel when it was preached to you. Because that you were not a good mother or not a good father is the result of unbelief. That you can't do good is the result that you don't believe that Jesus Christ has done it for you.
People,
I don't know if I'm ever coming here again. But I'm making myself free from you. The servant of Jesus Christ. He sends me to come to you. And I'm free. Because this word today is going to be your judgment forever. Because the gospel is coming to you. And you are rejecting it. If you believe yet still to stand upon your own merits, it doesn't matter if you're a pastor. It doesn't matter what you've done good or who you are. Doesn't make a difference if you are a chief. Nothing makes a difference. But the rejection of the gospel is because you believe that there's still something good in yourself. And Jesus Christ says, I did miracles. And you wouldn't believe. I I went around.
And
I healed.
And
you didn't believe.
And
maybe you think
too.
Show us a miracle.
And
you watch these nasty YouTube videos of these big miracle workers. Here in Africa. Who gather 5,000 people together. To see some kind of miracle. That no one works but Satan alone. And you think, then you will believe. But that is the rejection. Oh, what a big difference. What a stark difference. Because until faith pierces through the Word of God. The Word is of God is this. Whoever believeth into me shall be saved. For I am the way, the truth, and the life. You don't believe that he is
life.
Because you're still living in your good works. For you're still breathing in your sick. Your sickness. For my friends, spiritually, you're on a sick bed. And if you have ever been to someone who is terribly sick, and maybe at the end almost dying, skinny. And swollen. And maybe all kinds of sorts of spots on them. And hardly breathing. With the mouth open. The eyes closed. Almost ready to die. That is what you are spiritually. That is what it is spiritually. You are on your sick bed. And Jesus Christ comes. He comes to you. And he says you don't believe. Because you say, but I'm still living. There's still hope. And it's breathing in and out with an open mouth. Gasping for air. But he's still living. There's still hope. But he who won't believe that he is the life, the way, the truth, and the life. And that you and me are death.
And are
dead. And are sick. And he says, but I am the life. No, Lord. The person's still breathing a little bit. We still hope you will get better. Jesus Christ says you won't spiritually get better. Because the life is in me, says Jesus Christ. Oh, sick, gasping sinner. You who are breathing like I just explained. You may today cast your eyes one glance at the life. One glance at the Savior today by faith. One glance. And you will live. Oh, if you hear him today. If you hear the Savior calling to you today. And he's saying to you now. I am the life for dead people. Spiritually dead. Heart sick people. And he says, I am the life. And you look by faith to Jesus Christ. And you may look by faith to the cross today. You will have life. Because you believe into the lie. And you believe into the truth. It's not in you, it's in Him alone. And you believe into the way. That's what faith does. For people, wake up.
Zugai.
Wake up.
Zugai.
Because eternity is almost here. And there is many, I don't know, maybe all of you, who have not believed into Jesus Christ. Into everything that is glorious in Him. And He says, this that you won't believe is pure, blatant rejection of me, says Jesus
Christ.
How long are you going to reject His Savior? And if you must die in your rejection, know this. He doesn't need to condemn you. He doesn't need to judge you. You've judged yourself. You've condemned yourself. You've put the condemnation stamp on you. All because you reject Him. He's not rejecting sinners. Never ever has a sinner come to Him and said, I am a sinner. And save me, Lord. And never ever as Jesus Christ says, no, I reject you. You've had too many wives. You have too much gossip at the poor
wife.
You're 60 years old or 70 years old.
You have
way too many sins. You're way too black. I'm rejecting you. Let other people come. Never has Jesus Christ ever rejected a sinner who comes to Him. And still you reject the life in Jesus Christ. For the hope that you will get better. You are sick on your bed. Death is coming. Maybe tonight. You're breathing, you're gasping for life air for your soul. Jesus Christ is standing by. He's standing by. He said, how long will you reject me? Is there not, and do you not see anything in me? What have I done to you, He says? Why don't you see in me life? And the doctors come. The false religion comes.
And
tubes into your throat so that you can breathe a little bit better. And Jesus Christ says, why not me?
Yes,
I don't give tubes. I don't make things a little more comfortable. But I give life. Look to me. Don't look to the doctors of falsehood. Don't look to the physicians who are giving you some medicine to try to ease the pain. But Jesus Christ says, I will take the pain away. And in all of this,
you say no.
I will take care of myself. I have money. And I have family. I will do it myself. Oh, people, I warn you with all my heart. Because I love you too much. It's not my love. It's the love of Jesus Christ. Who stands by your deathbed right now.
And has been
offered as in the gospel. To sinners like you and me. He's saying, look unto
me.
Why would you die? Why would you die in your sins? And why would you put trust in man? Why would you trust the law? Why would you trust the pastor? Why would you trust your church going? And not trust the Savior, the Son of God. And that's why he was telling these people, cried out to them. I did miracles amongst you. And you wouldn't believe. I told you the word that I am the Son of God. That I have been sent by the Father to save sinners. I told you the word. And you don't believe the word. And I did miracles to prove my statements, who I am, says Jesus
Christ.
And you still wouldn't believe. And I was with you for 3 years. And I preached the gospel over and over to you. And I've been here 4 or 5 times now. And it's not my word. The gospel's come here. 4 or 5 times now. Jesus Christ says, you won't believe my word through my miracles. And you won't take my word for the truth. I told you that my blood cleanseth from all sins. Instead of seeing value in my blood, you spit upon it. Instead of seeing value in my blood, you rejected it. And you cast great rods of steel into my hands. You see no value in my blood. You see no cleansing in my blood. Jesus Christ says, I am free. And he stands beside your deathbed today. And he's saying to every one of you who's gasping for life, men, women, and children. And he says, here I am. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Just look to me and be ye saved. Cast your eyes to me today. You struggle. And you have a seizure. Your whole body trembles. On the deathbed. Or sickbed. And Jesus Christ's voice still softly rings out. Why not me? Why not me? You're trembling. You're seizure in your sins. And you go, doctor, doctor. Come, it's getting worse. Jesus Christ says, I am the great physician.
Yes,
why bypass me? Cast your eyes by faith once
and
you will see compassion. You will see mercy. You will see forgiveness. You will see love. You will see hope. You will be healed. One look of faith. This Savior, and you'll be healed. And you refuse to look. Trusting in other powers. Trusting in witchcraft. Trusting in false doctrine or false religion. Trusting in the law. Trusting in your good works. And that precisely is the rejection of the Messiah. That is the rejection of the Messiah. You don't even have to do anything for it. Our actions show it already because you won't believe. And tonight, you die. Or when you die, you have not come to faith to look, then Jesus Christ comes. Oh, you know what Jesus Christ does? You know what Jesus Christ does when you die? And you have not believed into him. You know what he does? He comes to your lifeless body. And he takes the blanket. And before he puts it over you, he takes one last look. And looks at your lifeless body. And he recognizes who it is. It's someone he wanted to save. And he looks at you before he puts the final blanket on you. And he says, why didn't you look to me? And he takes his fingers and he closes your death eyes. And he says, now I must go. There's no point being here anymore. There's no preaching of the gospel. I have nothing more to do here. And he goes to the next room. And the next person who's gasping for air. He goes to the next generation. And he brings the gospel to those who are still gasping for air. Everyone who dies in unbelief. I want you to know this. Because you will experience it one day. I assure you, you will experience it one day. That he's the one who closed your eyes. And you won't hear him anymore. But he will say this. Why have you given yourself over in unbelief? It's over. And he will put the blanket over your face. And he'll give you over unto Satan because that was your choice. And as your soul departs to hell, he will be the testimony. And he will say this, Saul, I never wanted you to go. I gave you my gospel. I never wanted to give you over to Satan because I know what Satan will do to you. I called you and I called you and I called you. Just look to me and but you rejected me. And your rejection speaks for itself. Sinner, I don't have to judge you. I don't have to tell you that why didn't you keep the law? Why didn't you read your Bible more? Why didn't you go to church more? Why didn't you try harder in your marriage? I don't have to say that because your rejection of me speaks for itself. Oh, people. I'm finished. I've nothing more to say. I've nothing more to tell you. Nothing more than that Jesus Christ stands at your deathbed. Calling to sinners to look unto him. If I never come back here again, I don't know. Even if I never come back, Jesus stays at your sick bed until you're dying.
Yes,
even when I'm not preaching, never
back,
still he remains. He remains at your sickbed. And he says, look unto me. Will it be too late?
Or will you reject him forever?
Amen.
Amen.